Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for you Saturday morning, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. We recap some coverage of World Pork Expo this past week as National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphreys joining us, and he began by sharing some of the victories as we look back to this past year between now and last year's World Pork Expo in Iowa.
Oh, absolutely. And let's start off with probably most notable is the House Farm Bill that Chairman G.T. Thompson was able to shepherd through the House Ag Committee and through the full House. And in there, NPPC had 100% of our asks included. And obviously, we can talk about Prop 12 and the significant win both for American agriculture but also the American consumer. But we had language in there about feral swine eradication and making that a full program, the Beagle Brigade to keep foreign animal diseases out at ports of entry, the expansion there, MAP and FMD dollars, which are market access programs and foreign market development as we work on trade issues, funding discussions in there and changes in there around NALMS labs for testing in the case of a foreign animal disease. But this goes on, but some pretty significant wins in the farm bill there, absolutely.
You know, it takes a lot of legwork too, and I think that was on display as well by everybody on your team. It seems like that messaging, it resonates obviously with legislators, especially when Rob said when they reach back out to you and ask you a question.
Well, absolutely, and that's the beautiful part of a grassroots organization that NPPC is. We've got an amazing staff at NPPC, and I'd put them against anybody in the world. But at the end of the day, what makes the difference is the producer involvement and producer engagement. And as our president, Rob Brenneman, has talked about a number of times over the years, he has built great relationships with members of Congress, senators, and regulatory officials both in the state of Iowa and around the country. And he's a trusted resource, right? For all the years, he has built an amazing operation, and it's multi-generational, and they're looking for the next generation to come, like so many family farms. And so members of Congress, senators, regulators, they want to hear from those folks. And so as they build those relationships, they reach out and they have those conversations. What's going on here? How do I help here? What do I do? And that's the beauty of an organization that is so grassroots focused and grassroots organized, that we have those relationships and can help those members of Congress do what's right for American agriculture.
When it comes to Prop 12, why has it gone back and forth where it should be included in the farm bill, it should be a standalone situation, and then bring us to where we are today, and then again look at your outlook in the Senate?
Yeah, absolutely. So the obvious place for a Prop 12 fix is the farm bill. It is addressing agricultural-centric issues. It's a bill that's focused on agriculture and the American food supply and food prices, and that's what fixing Prop 12 is all about. And so the farm bill is an obvious place for that to go in. There are other venues that we could explore, but from the National Pork Producers Council standpoint and our partners across the barnyard and the rest of agriculture, we all want to see a farm bill done, and so it's an obvious place to put that in there. As we move forward, and I got to give a shout out to the folks, that your listeners, that made calls to members of Congress and pushing them to include Prop 12 and other priorities in the Farm Bill, but also pushing them to pass a Farm Bill. This wouldn't have happened without that. The members of Congress are wonderful folks that work hard, but what drives them is the calls and the emails from producers and folks saying, we need this done. As we move to the Senate, Joe, there's Senator Bozeman, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, has made some comments about Prop 12, and he's essentially acknowledged that this is a hard issue, and we agree it's a hard issue, but American agriculture doesn't come to the U.S. Senate or to the House of Representatives or to the White House on easy issues. American agriculture will fix those. When we come to you and ask for help, it's because it's important and because it matters to American agriculture. And this is no different. And so you ask where we're heading in the future. I have confidence in Senator Bozeman and members of the Senate that common sense will prevail here, that they will recognize the importance of a Prop 12 fix, not only for the U.S. pork industry, but remember, we're not alone on this. You have the American Farm Bureau Federation signed on to a fix, the National Corn Growers Association, the American Soybean Association, the National Cattlemen's Association, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, the Cotton Growers, and the list goes on. American agriculture recognizes the threat that this is and wants it fixed. So maybe I'm a bit hopeful, but at the end of the day, I think the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee will see that and recognize that this is what American agriculture needs, and we'll get it done.
Brian, not sure if it was you or somebody else on the panel who mentioned saying, well, if you're California and you want to regulate your own pork producers, go right ahead. But why should you be telling an Iowa farmer what to do on their farm?
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Congress shall have the power to regulate among the many states, commerce among the many states. And you know why that was? Because back before we had the U.S. Constitution, states put up trade barriers among states to protect themselves and anything else, and quite honestly, just to create chaos among trade and interstate commerce. Our founding fathers recognized it and put it in the Constitution. So this is not a new idea, Joe. This is the basis of the American Constitution, that California should be able to regulate within their own borders. That was part of the founding fathers, that states should be able to experiment within their states, but it should remain contained within their states. They should not have the authority to reach outside of their states. And so, in answer to your question, it seems so obvious to me and to our founding fathers that they should regulate within their own borders. And that's what we're asking for. That's all we're asking for, is to keep it contained within your own borders. If the state of Iowa, where we're at today, wants to regulate pork production, they should have the ability to do so. They should also not be able to reach into the state of California and regulate how their crops are grown. It should go both ways.
And this Prop 12, it's being sold as a welfare issue, but, you know, I think your panel did a great job to clarify this is not a welfare issue. There's some other drivers behind it.
Yeah, you know, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the American Association of Swine Veterinarians have both come out and said this is not a welfare bill. Maybe I'm getting too far in the weeds here, Joe, so I apologize to your listeners, but, you know, if this was a welfare bill, maybe you can explain to me why sausage from the same pig as the pork chops don't qualify the same. And what do I mean by that? If it's sausage, it doesn't have to abide by Proposition 12. It can be from any pig, raised any way. But if it's a pork chop, it has to abide by Prop 12. Now, I'm just a simple farm boy from southeast Iowa, so it's going to take somebody far smarter than me to explain how that impacts animal welfare. Now, as every farmer here will tell you, every pork producer you see walking around out here, animal welfare comes back to the individual farm and the folks on the farm, and they care for these animals, they take care of these animals. It is a calling to work in this industry. We care about animal welfare, but that's not what this is about.
Brian, finally, too, just kind of the chatter you get around the grounds here. I'm going to assume and call my shot here that you hear optimism, obviously, but what's kind of the chatter you hear in conversations you've been having?
Pork producers, I always say, are cautiously optimistic. Optimistic is yet something I hope to see in my time, but cautiously optimistic, right? And there's, but let's be clear, there's challenges out there, right? Just late last night, it was announced a new world screwworm in Texas, not in the pig industry, obviously. The pseudo rabies issue that we were able to successfully navigate, trade disruptions and global disruptions, and on top of that, obviously things like Prop 12 hanging out there, that any state can change the pattern and the behavior of somebody else by tomorrow. There's a lot hanging out over our folks here. And yet, at the same time, the resilience of American pork producers to look at the brighter days ahead and charge ahead is still there. And so good opportunities in the markets over the last several months. Looking forward to some increased demand domestically, hopefully, but certainly internationally as well. So there's, as I look out on the horizon, challenges, sure, but there's some real opportunities in the U.S. pork industry. And I think that's what folks are excited about here as I talk to them.
Brian Humphreys joining us at World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa this past week, an outstanding pair of days in Des Moines. And Brian currently serves as CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. And we'll hear more coming up next week as well here on CASM Radio. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.